Red Porridge Grandma and Tiger. There lived a grandma who lived alone deep in the woods. Every year, she would harvest red beans and make red bean porridge in the winter. One day, Grandma was weeding the red bean field when a tiger suddenly appeared.
Roar! It's a good thing I found you. I'm hungry.
The frightened grandma trembled with fear.
Dear tiger, I'd like to eat a bowl of red bean porridge before I die. Can you spare me until the winter solstice?
The tiger thought about it for a minute and agreed.
I'll eat both the grandma and a bowl of red bean porridge. Not a bad idea at all.
The tiger promised to return back on winter solstice. It was finally the day before winter solstice. Sad Grandma let out a long sigh as she stirred the red bean porridge. And chestnut, cattle dung, millstone, straw mat, and wooden carrier came out and asked,
What's wrong, Grandma? What's with the long sigh?
I'm just sad because I'll soon be eaten up by the tiger.
If you give each of us a bowl of red bean porridge, we'll help you.
After having a satisfying bowl of red bean porridge, chestnut, cattle dung, millstone, straw mat, and wooden carrier quickly hid in their own hiding place. Chestnut hid in the pot. Cattle dung laid itself on the floor. Millstone and straw mat stood next to the door. And wooden carrier leaned outside the kitchen door. Alas, it became night, and the tiger finally showed up.
Grandma! I hope you didn't forget I was coming. The porridge smells delicious.
Trying to hide her fear, Grandma said loudly,
I left the red bean porridge in the kitchen. Suit yourself.
As the excited tiger looked in the pot, Chestnut suddenly popped out of the boiling hot porridge and hit the tiger's eye.
Oh, my eye! It's hot! My eye!
Jumping from the pain, the tiger slipped on cattle dung and fell flat on the floor.
My butt! Oh, dear! What's this stench?
Covered in cattle dung, the tiger was rolling on the floor with pain when Millstone came and flattened the tiger with its wooden stick.
Somebody! Anybody! Help me!
In the meantime, Straw Mat rolled the tiger up and Wooden Carrier carried it out of the kitchen. Everyone came out to the river and dropped the tiger in the water and cheered hooray. The kind Chestnut, Cattle Dung, Millstone, Straw Mat, Wooden Carrier, and Grandma lived happily ever after. And of course, they ate red bean porridge together every winter.